Stephen, welcome to Hoytus Interruptus.
Well, I'm glad to be here. It's a dubious title, but I'm here.
It's an odd universe. It's been a long time since you've walked on this island.
Long time, and it looks like, I mean, the audience doesn't know it, but I see a little video thing here, and I think it is that same cool, is that the Sennheiser microphone you were showing me before?
That is exactly the one.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So
it's
cool.
A good one. It made me think about the pandemic, which many people have described as a gift of time. What about you? You'd learned this enormous lesson, had experienced a miracle along the way, and I wondered, how did you honor the gift of time that the pandemic handed you with choice?
Well, you pretty much know you're headed for a period of great subtraction, but when you're headed for the pandemic, you don't really know what is going to be taken away from you. That child grow. And it's amazing. It's an amazing experience.
What a gift. I've been fascinated by talking to creative people about the earlier days of the pandemic. Obviously, being a storyteller yourself, you have to be an observer of life around you. But for so many people, COVID just foisted a kind of sameness of days upon us. And I was wondering if that would just switch the story switch off for you at the height of this. But then Baby Dior comes along.
Baby Dior comes along, and something else happened, too, in all this nothingness.
I've noticed that you have sometimes these long gaps between seasons of the Tobolowsky Files. It was like 3 years before the pandemic, since your last episode, but you were still writing in those gaps. Were you just sort of squirreling away those stories like nuts for winter? Or
yeah, I have lots of partial stories written whenever I have.
And your career has spanned the arc of that change. And now the pandemic has put television in the role of helping keep us all sane.
Something else has happened, too, that I just realized during the pandemic. The people were making the disparaging remarks about television in the golden age of commercial.
If you could astral project yourself into any role out there, past or present, and just snatch it out from under the actor who got to play it, and somehow nobody would be the wiser, and you could take it on, what role would it be?
I think the answer would be different at different times in my life. I think right now the answer would probably be, I would have been a great Ebenezer Scrooge.
And then you tied this to the story of writing a song for Willie Nelson 40 years ago and sending it to him only to have him finally hear it 40 years later.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the whole thing was incredibly. So the event is this. Here is event A. Girlfriend Beth and I moved out to L.A., and our friends from Texas, Sharon and Thurman, they were out here.